and the new WBA welterweight champion of the world, Adrian the Problem Broner.
Adrian, congratulations. How did you assess this fight? Were you feeling out in those first few rounds, or what was your strategy?
It's a tremendous accomplishment.
Saying the entire fight, you can't hit me.
It's a tremendous accomplishment. Who's doing it like me again? Nobody. I'm gonna be honest, hold on. 22 knockouts. I'm good. I beat Polly. I left with his belt and his girl. I'm gonna be honest, hold on. Hey, Pops, brush my hair.
It was a very exciting night at the Barclays Center as Paulie Malignaggi defended his welterweight title against Adrian the Problem Broner. It was a close fight, as you heard. In fact, that is what the piece is called, Close Fight, by Dutch composer Jacob TV. We heard it performed by trumpeter Stephen Burns, for whom it was also written, alongside trombonist Andy Baker. And that piece closed out the 10th anniversary concert for New Music Chicago. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. I was in the room 10 years ago in the basement of Symphony Center here in Chicago when about 35 people from the contemporary music community got together at the behest of a man named Lawrence Clevin. He wanted to see if we could all get together in the same room and talk about ways that we could cross-promote each other's concerts and generally work together under the theory of a rising tide raises all ships. How can we strengthen the contemporary music community in Chicago? It was an unprecedented model then, and it's an unprecedented model now. I don't know of any other city in which there is an umbrella organization quite like this, comprised of all of the contemporary music groups. So on today's program, I'm going to celebrate the 10th anniversary of New Music Chicago by playing audio from a recent collaborative concert, the New Music Chicago Birthday Bash. Each of the performers on the concert was representing a particular member organization of New Music Chicago. First up is the Chicago Composers Consortium, represented in this case by composer and guitarist Timothy Ernest Johnson. I'm going to play his piece, Fantasy in 3G. A fantasy is a loose formal structure. The composer does not have to follow a strict form like a rondo or a sonata form. In this piece, the composer can go kind of wherever he wants. So Timothy has chosen a freewheeling form for his piece. It's also based on this idea of a protagonist who is constructing identities over the course of the piece and inspired to a certain degree by Korean philosophy. Let's have a listen. Here are James Bauer, Jesse Langan, and Timothy Ernest Johnson himself performing Fantasy in 3G for three guitars.
Thank you.
Music by composer and guitarist Timothy Ernest Johnson, representing the Chicago Composers Consortium, performed live at the 10th anniversary birthday bash for New Music Chicago. The piece is called Fantasy in 3G, again referring, of course, to three guitars, but the piece is also, to my ears at least, in three very clear sections, and the sections are very, very different, even sometimes radically so stylistically, and yet the composer has pulled it off very well. I like that piece a lot. Fantasy in 3G by Timothy Ernest Johnson, who we also heard performing with Jesse Langan and James Bauer. I'm featuring music on the program today that was recorded live at the 10th anniversary birthday bash for New Music Chicago. This took place at Piano Forte, which is a piano dealership in the South Loop neighborhood of Chicago. Although to call it a piano dealership is hardly to do justice to Piano Forte. They also have a nonprofit wing that does a concert series featuring the piano, both classical and also jazz. They feature some fantastic pianists. They have a program that provides low-cost pianos to people who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford them. They're doing fantastic work at Piano Forte Chicago, and it was a wonderful place for us to hold our 10th anniversary birthday bash. I want to play a piece now for solo violin by Andrew Williams, who is also one of the newer board members for New Music Chicago. It's so essential for any organization to get new blood. And we're so happy to have guys like Andrew Williams really carrying the torch for New Music Chicago so that it can last another 10 years. The piece that he chose to perform on the program is by arguably Chicago's most famous composer, Augusta Reed Thomas, who was for many years the composer in residence at the Chicago Symphony, which is where New Music Chicago began, in their basement at their Symphony Center space. So I think it's very appropriate to play this piece. Let's have a listen. Here is Andrew Williams performing Incantation live at Piano Forte Chicago, music of Augusta Reed Thomas.
Thank you.
It's such beautiful music. Music by Augusta Reed Thomas, performed there live at Piano Forte Chicago as part of the 10th anniversary birthday bash for New Music Chicago. Andrew Williams was the violinist, and the piece is called Incantation. On today's program, I'm celebrating the 10th anniversary of New Music Chicago. Again, I think this is an unprecedented model. All the contemporary classical music organizations in a city working together, cross-promoting each other's events, really trying to raise excitement for new music in their city. The piece I want to play next is called Mars One. It's by composer Max Graff. It's performed by two intrepid musicians, Amanda DeBoer, soprano, and Jesse Langen, guitar, who are from the Hasco Duo, which is a subset of Ensemble del Niente, definitely one of the more adventurous new music ensembles here in Chicago. And they had actually premiered this piece the night before the New Music Chicago bash in New York, so they had to drive through the night to show up to Chicago in time to perform it again. But it was a fantastic performance. It consists of a series of short vignettes. Enjoy. Here are Amanda DeBoer and Jesse Langen to perform Mars One by Max Graff.
Fastened to life, alive, 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 alive.
Some great text in that piece by composer Max Graff, Mars One. We heard Amanda DeBoer, soprano, with Jesse Langan, guitar. They are members of the Hasco Duo, a subset of Ensemble Dal Niente, who is being represented there at the New Music Chicago 10th Anniversary Birthday Bash. I'm featuring music on the program today that was performed live at the New Music Chicago 10th Anniversary Birthday Bash. Like I said, it's an eclectic concert, and I'm going to have some wonderful jazz-inflected music by Amos Gillespie on the second half of the program. But I want to end the first half of the program with a wonderful piece for bass flute and electronics. You don't get to see the bass flute very often. You don't get to hear the bass flute very often, but it's a wonderful instrument. And I'm a big fan of this piece and of the composer, Kyung-mi Choi, who's also a professor of composition at Roosevelt University here in Chicago. The piece is called Freed. It's rather a long piece. We're going to play an excerpt of it. We're going to play as much as we can. Here is Shana Gutierrez to perform on bass flute with an electronic backdrop, Freed by Kyung-mi Choi. Thank you. next music by Kyung Mi Choi. The piece is called Freed. She says, Freed portrays a state of mind that is free from all notions, concepts, beliefs, and memories, and that is capable of observing its own desire and fear. It's written for bass, flute, and electronics, and it was commissioned by Shauna Gutierrez, who we heard performing it there. It's part of her Open Hole Bass Flute project that was supported by a New Music USA project grant. Great to hear that performed live at the New Music Chicago 10th Anniversary Birthday Bash. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. My program today is from a live concert, the 10th Anniversary Birthday Bash for New Music Chicago, a collaborative organization comprised of the contemporary music ensembles in the city. To subscribe to our podcast, or for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, you can visit relevanttones.com. Everything I'm playing on the program today is recorded live. These are all live performances. It's so fun to be able to play live performances on the show. These were all recorded at Pianoforte Chicago as part of the New Music Chicago 10th Anniversary Birthday Bash. I think 10 years is great for any organization to reach. It's quite a milestone, but especially an organization that is essentially an umbrella organization comprised of other organizations. Everybody in New Music Chicago is already running their own organization, so it's an extraordinary commitment by these people to volunteer their time to keep this umbrella organization going. And again, I do think it's an unprecedented achievement. The piece I want to play now is by Amos Gillespie. It's called Jasper Johns. This is from a project that he did called Paintings Composed, in which he asked composers, himself included, of course, to write music inspired by various and sundry works of visual art. In his case, he was inspired by the American flag paintings of Jasper Johns. Let's hear the first movement. This is the Amos Gillespie Quartet performing.
Thank you.
It's music by composer and saxophonist Amos Gillespie. We heard him performing the first movement of his own piece, Jasper Johns. We also heard Trevor Patrick Watkin on flute, Richard Zeely on clarinet, and David Keller on cello. It's an interesting ensemble, isn't it? Flute, saxophone, clarinet, and cello. Let's go from a quartet to solo piano. This is music by composer and pianist Amy Wirtz. She is a composer member of New Music Chicago. It's a relatively recent development for New Music Chicago, allowing individuals to be members as well as the ensembles. And she's also been a board member for the last several years. The piece we're going to hear is called Confessions for Solo Piano, and we're going to hear Lullaby and Abbreviations. Here is Amy Wirtz to perform her own music from Confessions for Solo Piano. Beautiful music, beautifully played on a beautiful piano. We heard Confessions for Solo Piano by Amy Wirtz, who also performed on that 9-foot Yamaha they have at Piano Forte Chicago. It's a live performance of Lullaby and Abbreviations, music performed on the New Music Chicago 10th Anniversary Birthday Bash. I'm going to play a piece now with the intriguing title, Duet for Solo Violoncello. This is by William Jason Rainovich, who is the current board president of New Music Chicago. It's going to be performed by Hareen Kotsia-Koshak, who is the cellist for Fifth House Ensemble, one of New Music Chicago's member ensembles. From the program notes, Rainovich says, a peer of mine suggested that the piece reminded him of my own personality, which can go from bombastic joy to vicious anger rather quickly with a sincerity that is remarkable. And so the piece was given a name. So here we have two personalities represented in this piece for solo cello. Let's have a listen. Here is Haryn Kocyiakoshyak to perform Duet for Solo Violoncello. This is by William Jason Rainovich.
Thank you.
Music reflecting twin personalities. In fact, that is reflected in the title, Duet for Solo Violoncello by William Jason Rainovich. We heard that performed live by Hirin Kotsia-Koshak, who is the cellist for the Fifth House Ensemble. We're hearing a lot of Chicago contemporary music ensembles on today's program. That's because I'm celebrating the 10th anniversary of New Music Chicago, which is itself comprised of ensembles performing contemporary music here in the city of Chicago. They recently celebrated their 10th anniversary with wine, food, and live performances, the way I think any birthday should be celebrated. The last piece I want to play on the program today is a virtuosic showstopper for brass quintet. This piece is so much fun. It is by Chinese composer Zhou Long, and it's called Five Maskers. Like so much of Zhou Long's music, it's inspired by Chinese folk tales, Chinese folk melodies. But here it's been kind of reimagined in this virtuosic setting. I mean, this is some really difficult music for brass, played with aplomb. Here they are, the members of the Gaudete Brass Ensemble, to perform Five Maskers, music of Zhou Long. Chicago's own Gaudete Brass Ensemble, Five Maskers by Chinese composer Zhou Long. Music recorded live at Pianoforte Chicago for the 10th anniversary birthday bash of New Music Chicago. Again, New Music Chicago is an organization that was started to promote the contemporary music groups. We thought that we would be stronger if we all worked together to cross-promote, build audiences. If one person likes one group, they might like another group as well, and maybe they don't know about that group. So we wanted to create a one-stop shop. It started off as a print calendar in which you could find everything happening in contemporary music in Chicago. And it's so unusual, very unprecedented to have a resource like this. This calendar now lives on in the form of a website. So if you want to find out anything about the contemporary music community in Chicago, you can visit newmusicchicago.org. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McQuarters. Our live recording engineer was Joshua Savageau. You can find us as a podcast on iTunes, and for more information about the program and the artists we've featured, and for streaming versions of all previous episodes, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. Relevant Tones is made possible in part by the generous support of GCM Grosvenor, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, the Amphion Foundation, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network.